God, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm good.
Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We are holding in the middle of Chav Beis Amud Beis, the two dafs. The Mishnah said, "Ma'aseh v'yardu zakenim Yerushalayim l'arehem," that the zakenim noticed that there was a small chelik of tvua in Ashkelon that was hit very badly by wind, which is called Shidafin, and it was ruined. So because of that, they were very afraid, and they went down to their respective cities, and they were geyser tainus. So the Gemara now is going to get into an interesting discussion about how much tvua was it that they found in this field in Ashkelon. The Lashon HaMishnah was, the Shalif, what were geyrus, but the Pashas were geyrus over there, that it was kemalei taner. It was an oven full of tvua. So the question is, what's that going to mean? So frak the Gemara, ibayeluhu. Kemalei taner tvua, is it an oven that's filled with tvua, which is a lot of tvua? Oidilma kemalei taner pas. It was enough tvua that would have filled an oven's worth of pas, which is a lot less, because when you put pas into an oven, you don't fill the whole oven with pas, because that's going to ruin the pas. So you spread it out more. So was it a larger shear or a smaller shear? That's the question. So Toshma, we'll bring a raya from a braisa. The braisa's lashon was kemalei pi taner. Over there, the braisa adds pitaner, like the opening of the oven. So the Gemara assumes that that's a clear raya that it's talking about pas, because it means that you could put it at the mamish, place it on the mouth of the oven. So a piece of bread that's very solid, a loaf of bread, so you could put it at the top of the oven, it won't fall through. But tvua won't be able to stand, it's not as solid, won't be able to stand at the opening of the oven. So mela, it can't mean tvua. Really, we're talking about a loaf of bread. But we still have a question. Kiki suya de tanura? Was it the amount of bread that would cover just the opening of the oven, which would maybe be one loaf of bread? Oidilma kidara derifta the hadarle lepuma de tanura. Or is it a row of bread that you would stick on the inside of the oven, but around the pihatanur? That's how much bread. So that would be many loaves of bread. So the Gemara says, take. We're not sure exactly what the maisa was, but at least we know that it was a smaller shear. It wasn't an oven full of tula, but we were dealing with loaves of bread. Okay. The Mishnah brought down a shrekel chamaisa that there were guys of tainus on a story that happened that two wolves came and ate up, I think it was two children. They ate them up, and a different tainus said no, they didn't even eat them. They just were found in the city, and that was enough to cause it to be guys of tainus. So the Gemara says, Amar ula mishum Reb Shimon ben Yitzadik. Maisa, there was a story, balu ze'evim shnei tinaikais, that the ze'evim, two wolves, came and swallowed. Rashi says they swallowed them whole. They swallowed two tinaikos whole. The kiom derech beis harei, and they passed through the excretory canal. Basically, they relieved themselves, and out came the basar and the atzamos of these tinaikos. Ubamais lefnei chachamim. A shaila came in front of the chachamim. What would be the din as far as tuma? We know that a mace is metame. What would be the din as far as Thomas Mace? So they said a very interesting chilek. V'tiyaruas ha-basar, they said the basar is tahar, v'timuas ha-atzamis, and they said the bones are going to be tameh. Why? The basar, which passed through the wolf's body, and it was there for a couple of days, and it was digested. So when it comes out, so that's not basar, mace, that's just, you know, excretions of the wolf. And that's not metameh. However, bones, which cannot be digested, so those retained their original state of tuma, and it didn't lose the tuma. So the Mele of the Chum said that they're going to be tameh. Okay, Zakti Gemara Vayter, Al Ilu Masrin B'Shabbos. The Mishnah listed a whole bunch of tzareis that we will say aneinu even on Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan. Echad ir shekifu nachrim, an ear that nachrim surrounded to come in and attack it. Einar, or a river that surrounds a city and it can flood the city. Ve'echad tzfina hamitirefes bayam, or a ship that is out at sea and it's very stormy and it's in danger of sinking. Ve'echad yachid, and even one single person, shenir daf mipnei nachrim, that is being chased by Nachrim, oimipnei listim, or from bandits, umipnei ruachra, or a shade overcomes him, and he's mamish, it causes him to run around like a madman, and he might fall off a cliff or something, Rashi says. The Meiri actually learns that it's not a shade, but he's just having some kind of hallucinations, and he has no control over himself, so he's bisakana. So al kulan, yachid rashoy l'sagiv hasatzma b'tainis. On these tzareis, even a yachid is allowed to pain himself, and be makabal atainis on himself. Rabbi Yossi argued, and he said a very interesting rule. A person is not allowed to be mekabel tainus on himself. Shemi yitzdarach lebrius, because maybe he's going to have to come on to other people. Vein habrius merachmis olot, and the people are going to say, listen, you put this on yourself. You know, why should we have rachmanas on you? Now we know that there's such a musig as of a tainus yachid. Right, we've spoken about that. It could be that he's even called a kaddish. So what's going on over here? So Tosfos speaks out that Rabbi Yossi's halacha was said in a case where the person will pasha become sick because of being mekabel tainus. He can't deal with it. If a person can deal with it and he's mekabel tainus, matayiv manoy. But a person like this who's going to get sick and he won't be able to work, he'll lose his money and he'll have to come on to other people. So there's a good chance people will say, "What'd you do to yourself? I'm not going to have rachmanis on you." So it's better that he should not be mekabel tainus. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, my time under Rabbi Yossi. What is the makar for Rabbi Yossi? Tchsev, it's a pasuk in Bereishis, vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. So we darshan neshama shenasati b'cha hachyeha. The pasuk says that the adam is a nefesh chaya. So we darshan that this nefesh, you should be mechaya. You should take good care of it and don't let it. Don't make yourself sick. So in order that you shouldn't have to come on to other people. Okay. So we had a shaila in the Mishnah when we listed the tzaris that we see on Einu on Shabbos. So there was a machlokes. Shimon HaTimani said afal hadever, that even on a plague when people are dying, so we are mispalel and maybe even we fast on Shabbos. But there was there were chachamim that argued on him and they said no, you don't do it on dever. Dever is different. So Ibailu, the Gemara is a shayla. Loi hoidu lo chachamim. This that we said that the chacham were not moide to Shimon HaTimani. B'Shabbos, did they argue on him only on Shabbos? Avu b'chol hoidu lo? But during the week, they rather were masking that you should be masrian on this tzara. Or maybe they held that dever is something that you don't have to worry about. You don't have to fast on because they bring down a svara from the Ramban that dever is death. Death is something that happens in the world. So this is just on a larger scale, but it's not something that's so out of the ordinary that that you should have to be mekabel tainus. Interesting svara. Okay, so that was the shaila. Toshma. So we'll bring it right. The Tani, we learned in a brisa. Masriyan al hadavar al hadever b'shabbos. You are masriyan on dever b'shabbos. Ve'ein tzarach le'er b'chol. In Avada, you're masriyan on dever b'chol. Reb Chanan ben Pitim, Talmid shel Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Imer Reb Chanan ben Pitim, the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva said, and in Rabbi Akiva, he argued, in masriyan al hadever kol ikir. You're not masriyan on dever at all. So you see from this brisa that those who argued on the man damer who said that you do fast, and they said that you don't fast, it wasn't just on Shabbos that they said that you don't fast, it was even during the week. There's no reason to fast on a plague. Zok the Gemara weiter, al kol tzara shloi tovei al tzibur. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, al kol tzara shloi tovei al tzibur, masriyan olea. On any tzara that chas v'shalom comes on to the tzibur, so you're masriyan olea. Chutz me yoyv kishamen. But when a lot of rain comes, and which is really, rain is not something that we want, but if it's a lot of rain, so we mentioned last time, that a lot of rain can ruin the roads, and it can maybe ruin the tefua, so one would think that you should fast on that, and you should be mispal that it should stop. So, Zakhti Gemar, no, we don't fast for Rav Kisham in my time, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, l'fisha'in mispal in al Rav HaToiva, because if the Eibushter gives you a lot of something that's very good, so it doesn't pass to be mispal that it should be taken away.
I think it's just that it can ruin the roads and be damaging.
Sorry?
That it can be damaging.
It can be damaging, but since it's something that's very good, so it's not something that's dangerous. It's not dangerous. It's an inconvenience. So they're just giving you something good. It's, you know, it inconveniences you. So you're not mispalel that it should be taken away. It's not the right thing to do. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shein mispalel on al roif hatoiva. How do we know this? That you're not supposed to daven on al roif hatoiva. Shenamar. Because we have a pasuk, this pasuk was mentioned many times. Pasuk in Malachi, Havius kol hamaiser al beis ha'itzer. And the end of the pasuk says, "Vehi teref beveisi uchanunina bezois." It's one of Shirley's favorite pesukim. Amar Hashem tzvakis moi eftach lachem es arubais hashamayim varikaisel lachem bracha ad belidai. So the pasuk over there is saying, the Ebrish is saying, please give your maaser, and I'll show you that I'm going to shower upon you so much bracha ad belidai. So you see that if the Ebrisher is saying, I'm going to give you a matana, that I'm going to give you so much good, like endless amounts of good. So if the Ebrisher considers an endless amount of good something that's good, so we of Adah should not go and be mispal that should be taken away. Talk to Gemara. My ad belidai. What does it mean? What's lashon ad belidai? I'm a Rami bar. Rav, because your lips are going to become weak from saying, okay, it's enough, it's good. So it's going to be such a large amount that your lips are going to wear out from saying enough. Amar Rami bar Rav Yud, Uva goyla masirin alea. Although we said that we are not mispalel al roiv geshamim, that they should be taken away. However, Zakt Rami bar Rav Yud, begoyla masirin alea. This is only in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is higher up in the, you know, geographically, it's much higher. So in Mela, even if there's a lot of rain, but it's going to roll down the mountains and it'll go, they don't have to be worried. But Begoyla, L'mashal and Bavel, that's much lower. So then already it's something that is a potential danger, and Mimela they Rami Bar Yud said that you are Masriyan on Rev Geshamim. Tani Nami Hachu, we learned in a Braisa, Shanasha Geshmea Rubin, a year that the rain is very plentiful. Anshe Mishmar, the Kahanim of the Anshe Mishmar, Shochel Anshe Maimid, they sent to the Anshe Maimid and they told him, Tnu Einechem Ba'achechem Shebegoyla. Rest your eyes on your brothers in Galus that are now living in Eretz Yisrael. Shelo yehei batayim kivrayim, meaning daven for them that they should be spared from potential death because of this great amount of rain. Their home should not become their kvarim. Shalos Rabbi Eliezer. They asked Rabbi Eliezer ad hechem gishamim yarden v'yispalu shelo yardu. They asked Rabbi Eliezer how much rain has to fall that we should be mispalu that should not continue to fall. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, "Kidei sheyamoid adam bekeren eifel, it should be enough rain that if someone is standing on Keren Eifel, which was a very high place, v'yishachshich raglav b'mayim, and he'll be able to stick his feet into the water. Meaning, it'll rise up so high, and he'll be able to stick his toes into the water. That's when you could start davening that it should end. In other words, he's telling them, you should never daven. It's something that will never happen. So he's just mocking them back. You're never supposed to daven." For Roiv Geshamim that they should stop. Ivo Tanya Yadav. So now the Brisa is asking that we have a different Brisa that says Kedesh Yamid Adam Karen Eifel V'Yishachshich Yadav B'Mayim, which is Mashem even more. It should go all the way up to his hands, not just his feet. So Zakti Gemara Raglav Ki Yadav Kamin. What I meant was his feet, just like his hands. Meaning when it says his hands, it doesn't mean all the way up to his hands. It means that he'll bend down and he'll stick his hands in. So that's the same amount that he can stick his feet in. So that's how much rain has to fall. In other words, he was pushing them away. You're never supposed to daven on Rev Geshamim. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chana, L'didi Chazili Keren Eifel. I saw this place, Keren Eifel, this very high place. Dekam Hahutaya, there was an Arab that was standing there. Ki Rachiv Gamla, he was riding, he was sitting on his camel. V'nakit Rumcha B'yadin, he was holding a spear in his hand, and although he was an Arab, he was a human being with a spear, and he's sitting on a camel. Still, mischazi iniva, he looked like a worm, since it was such a high place. So even that looked very small. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. V'nasat gishmei chabitim. The pasuk in Parshas Bichukaisai says that if you're gonna be shemir the chukim of the Eibishter, so one of the brachas is v'nasat gishmei chabitim. So what does that mean? Loi shechayra, the ground is not going to be overly saturated with water, with rain. Loi tzmeya, and it won't be too dry. Elabeninis, it'll be the perfect amount of rain. Why? Why is that a bracha? Shekolzman shagisham merubin. Because if the rain is too plentiful, metashdishin esaretz, it ruins the ground. The ena moitzia peiros, and it won't allow for the peiros to grow the way they should. Davar acher, another pshat in beitam. What does it mean beitam? So it's referring to the zman, not the amount of rain, but rather when the rain is going to fall. Belele revi'iyos uvelele shabbosis. That the rain is going to fall in very specific times. It's going to fall on lele revi'iyos, which is Tuesday nights, uvelele shabbosis, and on Friday nights. What's the reason? So Rashi says, based on a Gemara in Psachim, that there was a shade called Igeres Basmachlas, it seems that shade was around on Tuesday nights and Friday nights, and Mimela people would refrain from draying zech around outside. They would stay at home. So what a perfect time for the rain to fall. So that was the brach of an asati gishmechem beitam, that the rain will fall in the right time. It'll fall lele revi'yos and lele shabbosis. Shekein matzino, we also find bimei shimon ben shatach sheyardu lehem gishamim belele revi'yos belele shabbosis, that the rain always fell on Tuesday nights and on lel shabbos. And shenasu chitim keklois, the rain fell so perfectly and in the right amount that the wheat kernels were as large as kloyos, as kidneys. and the barley were kigarine zesim, were like olive pits, vadashim, and the lentils kedin rezav, were like golden dinner coins. But tsaru mehem, and they took some of this mishonah deketvua, and they stored them. Why they store it? Dugma l'dayreis. They wanted to show the future dayreis. L'hidia kama hachet gayrim. Just how much the chet could ruin things. In other words, in that time, in the time of Shimon ben Shetach, they were doing the ratzon of the Eibishter, and they were zeicha to gvalga fruits, to very, very large fruits. And they wanted to show in the later generations that won't have this bracha, and they'll show them, you see, how much the chet is gayrim. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, avonei seichem hitu ele, manu hatayv. It's your averis that chased away the bracha and was menea the good mikem. V'chein matzino b'mei hordas. Another story of when Klai Yisrael were doing ritzei nishalmakim and the rain fell perfectly in the days of Hordas, which really always describes him. He was a monster, Herod the Great. He was a monster. Shayo iskin b'binyan beis hamikdash. That Klal Yisrael were oisik in binyan beis hamikdash. V'lo yardin gisham b'layla. And we know they weren't buying it at night. So when they would stop working at night, punked at night, the rain would fall. L'machar the next morning, nash v'haruach, the wind would blow in his pazruha of him, and the clouds would split. V'zarcha achama, and the sun would shine. V'yatzu amlam lachten, and everything would mamish, work like clockwork. Just then, the people would come and continue their work in the Beis Hamikdash. V'yadu shemalecha shemayim b'dayim, and they knew that what they were doing was melecha shemayim, and the Eibishter was on their side, and the Eibishter is controlling the rain, that it should fall at the perfect time and dry up at the perfect time. Okay. So now we're going to go back to a story that we had in the Mishnah. We had in the Mishnah a story of Choini Hamagel. So now the Gemara is going to go into the story with a lot more details. Tana Rabbana, Pam Achas, Yatzar Roiv Adar. There was a one time that Roiv of Chodesh Adar passed, V'l'yardu G'shamim. So meaning they're already nearing the end of the rainy season, and there was no rain. So Sholchu L'Choini Hamagel, they sent a message to Choini Hamagel, Hispal V'yardu G'shamim. Daven for us, and that rain should fall. Hispalel, he davened, v'loyadu g'shamim, and nothing happened. Ug uga, he dug a circular, like a ditch, in the ground. V'amad b'saycha, and he stood in the middle of the circle. And that's, the Marsha says that that's why he was referred to as Choini Hamagel, Choini the circle maker, because because of this circle that he made, and he stood in the circle. What did he do? V'amad b'saycha, and he stood inside this circle. He stood inside the circle. Kederech sha'asa Chavaku Kanavi, and this was similar to something that Chavaku Kanavi did. Shenemar al mishmarti emda v'esyatzva al matzah. I'll stand on my mishmar and I'll remain steadfast in my matzah. Like he Kilu put himself in jail when he wanted to be mispal. So he made a circle and he stood inside of it and he said I'm not moving. So what do Choini Hamagel say? Amar lefan everybody shalaylam banecha samu pneiam alai. Your children are looking to me. Shaniki ben bayis lefanecha. Because I am like a ben bayis by you, meaning, based on the Gemara and Brachis, that even though I'm not the biggest tzaddik, but we have a very close relationship. So, Mela, you'll answer my tefillas, and Klai Yisrael are looking to me to be mispal. Nishbani b'shimcha agada, I'm swearing in your great name. She'eni zaz mikan, I am not budging from here at shetirachim al bonecha, until you have rachmanis on your children. Hischilu gisham menatvin. And as soon as he finished davening, the geshem started falling, but it was in small drops. Amr le talmidav. The Talmidim said, Rebbe, Reinucha v'aynamus, we want to see you and not die, meaning this is not going to help us. Kimedumenanu she'in gishamim yardin el hatash vasich. It seems as if the rain is just falling so to make your shvua become up there. The Ebrish doesn't want you to stand here all day. So the Ebrish is saying, oh, you want rain? Okay, I'll give you some rain. This way you could leave. But Hashem is clearly not giving us enough rain that we can survive. So Choini Hamagel realized what was happening. Omar, he said to the Eibishter, "Lekach shalti. This is not what I asked for. Elagishmei b'yoyis shichin amaris. I want rain that'll fill up all the pits. That will even have enough rain for drinking, let alone for the fields. Yardu bezafs. All of a sudden, the rain started coming down very strongly. Ad shekol tipa v'tipa kimali pichavis." And every single drop of rain was as wide as the opening of a barrel. The shiru chachamim, the chachamim were mishayer she'in tipa pchusa milug, that each drop weighed no less than a lug of water. Amru lei talmidav. So talmidim said to Choini Hamagel, Rebbe, reinu chavlei namas vayter. We want to see you and not die. Kimedumen anu she'in gshamim yarden el la'abid ha'olam. It seems that the Eibishter is bringing rain to destroy the world. Amar Lefanov. So he said to the Eibishter, Loikach Shalti, that's not what I asked for. Elagishmei Ratzoin, Bracha Nadava. I asked for good rain of Bracha, of Nadava, Yardu Kitiknan. So the Eibishter listened to Chani Amagel's Tfilah, and they came down as they should, Kitiknan. Ad Sha'olu Kol Ha'am, Lahar Habayis. And although it was coming down Kitiknan, but it was Gishamim Merubim, and the people had to run up to Har Abayis, which was on a higher level than Pnei Gishamim, because they didn't want to drown from the rain. Amrulai Rebbe, they said to Rebbe, Kishem Shispalalta, Shiyardu, the same way that you davened that the rain should fall, Kachis Bal V'yochulhem, daven that they should stop because this is too much. Amalahem, he said to them, Kach Nikublani Shein Mispalan al Roy Vatov. Like we mentioned before, I was Makabal from my Rebbe that you're not supposed to daven on too much good. Afal Pikain, but Afal Pikain Heviuli Par Haidah. He told them, bring me a par of Haidah. What was this par of Haidah? So it seems to be a machlokes in the Mefarshim. Rashi learns that par of Haidah means a par that I should say vidui on, meaning I'm going to say vidui on the fact that you even had a havamina that we should daven to take away this roiv hatoiva. Others learned the Turi Evan, I think, learns that it didn't mean hoida, meaning vidui, to confess, but rather hoida of thanks, that we should thank the Eibishter for this kaval ganes that happened. But either way, so he told them, bring me a par of hoida. If you like par hoida, they brought him a par of hoida, samach shtei yadav alav, and he placed his two hands on it, he did smicha v'amar lefanav, and he said, Ribbono shel Olam, Amcha Yisrael sheitzeisim Mitzrayim. Your nation, Klal Yisrael, that you took out of Mitzrayim. Einon yecholin lamed loy b'roiv toiva v'loy b'roiv peronius. They can't have too much good. They can't have too much bad. Ko'asta lehem, you got angry at them and you put on them a lot of peronius. Ein yecholin lamed, they can't take it. Hishpat lehem toiva, you gave them a lot of good. The Marsha says the mashal is the, for example, the man, right? The man was a gvav gazach. And you see in the Torah a couple of weeks ago in the Pasha that they said Nafshenu katzim lechem akolik, we can't deal with the man anymore. So they couldn't deal with the man anymore. It was too good for them. You see that even if the Eibushter gives them too much good, they can't handle it. They need Klal Yisrael needs everything to be mamish perfect. So he said Yiratzen Mulfanecha sheyivsku agshamim v'hei revach po'elam. Please, Eibushter, stop the rain. It's too much. You know, meaning he was mispal, have rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. You know, this is how they are. They've been like this throughout history. They always need everything to be perfect. So just have rachmanis on them and stop the rain. V'hei revach po'elam. Miyad nashva haruach, the wind blew, v'nispazru avim, and the clouds cleared, v'zarcha achama, and the sun was shining. V'yatzu ha'am l'sadeh, and the people went out to the field. V'hiviu lehem k'meinu pitriyos, and they brought back mushrooms and other things that grew from the moisture, from the rain, that already grew. Okay, that's the end of the story of Choyni's tefillah. Now, so Shalach Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach sent a message to Choyni. Ilmale Choyni ata. Had you not been Choyni, had you not been this great chassid, Choyni, gizreini alecha nidoi, I would have put you in Chayrim. Why would he have put him in Chayrim? So Rashi explains, because if someone is Mavaza Tamar Chacham, so we put him in Chayrim. Kol Shekein, if you talk to the Eibishter that way, he was very upset that Choyni Magal was talking to the Eibishter. No, Eibishter, not that type of rain. That's not what I want this type of rain. And he was Mamash Matriach the Eibishter, so he said, had you not been Choyni, I would have put you in Chayrim. So we'll go with the Gir Sagra. V'loi oid, el she'ilu shanim kishne Eliyahu. Had you been living in the times of Eliyahu Navi, Shemafteches Gishamim biyadish el Eliyahu, that we know at the beginning of Tainis, the Gemara mentioned that the keys of rain were in the possession of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu said he made a shvua. He said rain is only going to come if I decide that rain is going to come. So Shem ben Shatach said to Choyni, had you been living in those times, Lenimta Shem Shemayim Ischal Al Yadcha, will there not be a Gevald Gechil Hashem? What did he mean by that? He meant like this. He said, Eliyahu made a shvua that rain is not going to come unless I want it. And you, Choyni, are saying, I want rain to come. So one of the shvuas is not going to come true. If you want rain, then Hashem brings rain because of you, then Eliyahu is going to look bad. And Mele Eibush is going to look bad. And so too the opposite. So there would be a Chil Hashem Shemayim. So in other words, he was saying, who are you to come and step up to the plate and say, Eibushter, bring rain. I want rain. And I want this type of rain. It didn't pass. It would have been a Chil Hashem. So he had tainus in him. I'm sorry?
If Eliyahu was there, they wouldn't have had to come to him.
They wouldn't have had to come to him? Well, it seems like Eliyahu wanted to punish Klal Yisrael. Had to come to Eliyahu, he wouldn't have been masking. Choyni was on Klal Yisrael's side, no? He said he was masking the Davin. Eliyahu was because, I think it was because Klal Yisrael weren't doing...
Stopping it?
Huh?
Eliyahu was stopping it?
he said Klal Yisrael is not doing the right thing. Rain is not happening until I want it. So could we have to come to?
What's the Chel Hashem? That is two tzaddikim that both have a koyach. Eliyahu had a koyach and he had a koyach.
Yeah, but if rain would have come because of Elio and not because of Chayni, so that would have looked bad. Because what happened over here? He has a koyach and he doesn't have a koyach.
Elio said that nobody else could control
him. I'm in charge. That's what Elio said.
Does that mean that nobody make Elio look bad? I'm saying it's a Chel Hashem.
Someone's going to look bad.
Is the problem?
Yeah, because they were both, it was undisputed. I mean, they were both tzaddikim, right? They're both tzaddikim, and they both claimed that they were going to bring the rain, right? Elio said, rain is not coming unless I want it. And Chayni said, you know, I'm the Ben Bias, and I'm going to be Mispal. So
when did Elio say that in comparison to Chayni's Meisim? Way before?
Elio was, yeah. Chayni Amago was in the times of the Tanoim, I think.
Rashi just says, whatever, they both made a short shot, so it contradicts each other. Only one could...
It could only come based on one of their kaychas.
Right, right.
Okay. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Oh, so he told... So Shimon ben Shatach told Chayni, he said, listen, if you would not be this great tzaddik Chayni, I would put you in chair.
Making a point. We're still in the middle of making a point. It's not... I don't think that...
Huh?
I think he's trying to make a point. I don't know. Like the message that he sent him,
he was
trying to make a point. He's not. It wasn't
his
like
attitude causes problems.
Right.
He was saying,
if you right. But what should I do? Sha'ata meschate lifnei amakayim. You do averis in front of the Eibishter, and still voiselucha ritzoincha. And he still is mekayim yiratzon. Meaning, I can't put you in cheirim. You see that, you know, even though you're disrespectful to the Eibishter, but he still gives you what you want. Kiban shemischate alav, like a child who doesn't always do the right thing, and you know he doesn't have the proper derech eretz for his father, and still v'oisel ritzoina, and he does what he wants. V'imrlai, he says to his father, hilichena l'rachtzeni b'chamin. And Mepharshim said that he asks like Nana Bakava to go away. He says, "Take me and go bathe me in the chamin, in the hot water." And then he says, "Shatfeini b'tzayne," and then throw me into the cold water. Tently a geizim, give me a geizim, shkeidim, a farsekim, remind him, give me all these payrais. Right? He's not mechaved his father the right way, and still v'noisin lo, and he still gives it to him. So what should I do? You're the same way. You're a ben bias, and you talk like that to the Eibishter without the proper derech eretz, and the Eibishter gives it to you. So I'm not gonna mix in. V'alecha kasev oimer, and on you the pasuk says yismach avicha v'imecha v'sugol yiladecha. Your father and your mother and the people who gave birth to you, which the Mepharshim says including the Eibishter, the shloisha shutvim v'adam, they're all happy with you. Your parents and the Eibishter, meaning even though you don't treat them with the proper respect, they're still very, very happy with you.
What's the point of him telling this?
What was the point of telling you what?
Telling Chayni this.
He told him that,
like,
really he disagreed.
No.
He wanted to tell him that really what you did was wrong, but what should I do? I can't punish you because of it.
He's my it's up.
The Eibishter gave it to him.
Right.
The Eibishter gives it to you, so then the Eibishter is masking to what you did, and you know I can't.
Kids are older.
No, it was clear from this story that the Eibishter was like a parent to Chayni Amago. Right, a parent. A parent doesn't, you know, he'll give it to you, even though you're not treating them with the right respect. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ma sholchu bnei lishkas hagazis l'Chayni Amago. What was the message that the people in Lishkas Hagazis, which was the Sanhedrin, what did they send? What did they want to tell Chayni Amago? So they sent him the following. A pasuk in Eiv, pasuk says, v'sigzar oimer v'yakim loch v'aldurachecha nagaar. Literally translated, it means that v'sigzar oimer, you will make a gzera and it will be mekoyim. V'yakim loch v'aldurachecha nagaar. And on your ways, on your paths, the or will shine, the light will shine. So what they want to tell him? You made a decree from down below. And the Eibishter was Mekayim, your decree from Mulmala. And on your ways, the light will shine. What does that mean? What do they mean to tell him? Darsh haya Eifel, the generation that was very dark because they were Bitsara, they didn't have rain. Hey Arta b'tfilascha. You brought light, you brightened it up with your tfila. And that's what it says, Kishpilu Vatoimer Geva. When they will be low, shuffle Vatoimer Geva. And you will say to rise up. Darshaya shuffle, a generation that was very low, Higbata Bitfila. So you lifted them up with your tefillah. V'shach Einayim Yeshia. And someone whose eyes are down, someone is very downtrodden, Yeshia, you will save. Dar sheshach ba'avoinai, a dar, a generation that was very downtrodden from its averis, hishata b'tfilah, so you save them with your tefillah. Yimalit inaki, you will save someone who's inaki, someone who's not clean. Dar shloi hayanaki, a generation that was not clean, they apparently were doing averis, and that's why they didn't have the right rain, the right amount of rain. Malatatay b'tfilascha, you rescued them with your tefillah. V'nimlat b'bar kapecha, and you will save them. The pasuk says you will save them b'bar kapecha, with the pureness of your hands. So they darshan malatatay b'masi yodecha habruin, and you save them, you rescued them with your pure and clean, with your pure and clean maisim. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol yamav shel oisei. Now we have a really interesting gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol yamav shel oisei tzadik hayimitzta'al mikrazeh. Rabbi Yochanan said that the entire life of Choni HaMagal, he always had an issue with the following pasuk. Pasuk says, Shir hamalos b'shuv Hashem es shivas tzion hayinu kecholmim. So Rashi says that this pasuk is going on the time when Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael from Golus Bavel, and Golus Bavel was a 70-year long galus. So the pasuk says that we will be like dreamers. It will be like a dream. The galus bavel will be like a dream. So he asked. It always bothered him. Omar, mi'ika denayim shivan shnin b'chalma? Is it possible that someone could sleep for 70 years and have a dream that's 70 years long? So this was his issue. Yoy machar hava azal b'orcha. One day he was going on the road. Chazia, lahu gabri. He saw a person to have a natacharuva that was planting carob trees. Amale, he said to him, Hi, ad kama shanin tain. These carob trees, how long will it take for them to produce fruits? Amale, he said to him, ad shivin shnin. It's going to take 70 years for these trees to produce fruits. Amale, pshita l'chad d'chayes shivin shnin. Are you so convinced that you're going to live 70 years to enjoy the fruits of your labor? So he told him, Amar Le, he said to him, Hi Gavra, he was referring to himself, Alma b'charuv ashkachte, when I came into this world, I found a world that was filled with carob trees. Meaning, my parents and my grandparents, they worried about me, and they planted carob trees. They didn't just think about themselves. And when I came into this world, I had endless amount of carob trees. Ki heichi d'shasli li'avasi, the same way my fathers planted trees for me, shasli nami livroi, I am going to plant for the people that for my children and grandchildren. What's that?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So the Maizik continues. Yosef. So Choni HaMagal sat down, Kakar Chrifta, and he sat down to eat bread. Osale Shinsa, he became very tired. Nim, and he fell asleep. Ahadrele Mishunisa. And there was a stone that came out from the ground. Ichsi Me'ena, and covered him from sight, v'nim shivin shnin, and he slept for 70 years. He slept for 70 years. Now the Marsha brings down from Sefer Yesifain. I figured if I don't say this, I'm going to lose my job. So he brings down from Sefer Yesifain that says that there was, that Sefer Yesifain writes that Choni HaMagal was killed at war. There was a war between the last of the Chashmenayim. I don't know too much about this. Ask Srili. A war with the last of the Chashmenayim, and Choni was killed in that war. Zokhtim Arsha, that Gemara stims very well with our Gemara, because Choni HaMagal went missing for 70 years. So a rumor started that, oh, he must have been killed at war. And we're going to see later that when Choni HaMagal came, you know, he came back home, and he said, hi, I'm home, they didn't believe him, because they all thought that he was killed at war. Okay. So, Zokhtim Gemara, so he fell asleep for 70 years behind this stone. Zokhtim Gemara, exactly, M-I-A. So, Zokhtim Gemara, he got up, Chazil Ahu Gabra, and he saw a person to have a kamalak binayu, and he saw that someone was picking the fruits from this carob tree. Amar Le, Atu de Shasalte, are you the one who planted these trees? Amar Le, Bar Brana, I'm his grandson. So Amar Le, he said, Shema Mina, deny me Shivan Shnin. Now I realize that it's possible for someone to sleep for 70 years. And not only that, but Chazal L'chamer, he saw that his donkey, this Yalida Le Ramchi Ramchi, that his donkey gave birth to many, many children and grandchildren. His donkey mamash had a ganta mishpucha. So he realized that he slept for 70 years. Okay, so what happened? Azul lebeisei. He got up and he went home. Amar lehu, brei de chayni hamagol mikayim. Is the son of chayni hamagol around? Amar lehi, brei lesa. His son's not around, but bar brei. So his grandchild is around. Amar lehu. So he said to them, "Ano chayni hamagol. I'm chayni hamagol." Lo yemnu. They didn't believe him. Okay. He didn't believe him. Azul lebeis medrash. He went to yeshiva. Shaminu l'rabban, and he heard the chachamim were saying the kaamri nehirin shmeitzin kibeshnei chani amagel. Our learning is so klar, mamish. Like, remember those times when chani amagel was around that he knew everything, so he was able to clarify everything. Our learning is so clear, just like those times. The chiyavi ayul lebeis medrash, when chani amagel would come to yeshiva to the beis medrash, kol kushya dahavelu l'rabbanan have a mefarklu. Any kasha that we would have, he would go and answer the kasha. So Amar Lui said, "I'm not new. I'm that chayni amagel. I'm standing right here." Lo yamnu. They didn't believe him. V'le'avdi le'yikara kidemi boyle, and they didn't give him the proper covered, you know, because they didn't think that he was chayni amagel.
Vayistachis, he looked different.
Vayistachis, he looked different. I hear. Yeah, I guess so. He aged. He must have looked really bad. 70 years.
What?
Right. They never saw him. They met. Maybe they never saw.
Software.
Was that?
Did it happen? People lived 30, 40 years back now.
Right. Oh, so what happened? So he comes home and they're not interested. He comes to yeshiva, nothing doing. Chalash died to himamish, got very upset. Boy Rachmi, he was mispalo umis, and he died. He couldn't handle it. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Hainu damrinchi." This is the famous zog that people say: "Oy chavrusa, oy misusa." Either companionship, either a chavrusa, oy misusa, or death. If no one's gonna pay attention to me, my family and my chavrusas, no one's gonna be interested in me. So forget about it. I'd rather not be alive. Okay, ad kan the ma'aseh of chani amagel. Abba Chilkia bar brei de chani amagel hava. There was someone by the name of Abba Chilkia who was the grandson of chani amagel. V'chimitzrich amal mitra. And when rain was needed, havu mishadri rabbanu legabe. They would the Rabbana would send messengers to Abba Chilkia to be mispal. Ubal Yerachni, he would daven vasi mitra, and he would bring down the rain. Zimna chada, there was one time itzrich amal mitra that they needed rain. Shad Rabbanan zuga Rabbanan legabe. So the chachamim sent two talmidei chachamim to go to speak with Abba Chilkia. Let me buy Yerachni. To nasi mitra that he should daven that rain should come. Also, basically, they came home vleyashkechu. He wasn't home. Azul Badarbi, they went to the field. Vashkahuhu to have a karafik. And they saw that he was hoeing. He was working in the field. So Yovale Shalma, they said, "Shalom Aleichem, Abba Chilkia, how you doing?" Vale Azbarluhu Ape. And he didn't shteltzu to them. He barely even looked at them. Okay, interesting. But Panya, when it came to the evening, he have a minkat tzivi when he was collecting wood. So Dara tzivi umara b'chad kaspa, on one of his shoulders he placed the wood and his tools, he placed them on one shoulder. Uglima b'chad kaspa, and his cloak was placed on his other shoulder. Okay, kula orcha, his entire way home. Lo yisayim esani, he did not put on his shoes. Kimati lamaya, when he got to the water, sayim esani, then he put on his shoes. Kimati lehizmi, when he, and all this time, by the way, the chacham were watching this and they were scratching their heads. What's going on over here? Kimati lehizmi v'higi, when he got to thorn bushes. The linu lemani, he picked up his cloak, and he walked over the thorn bushes. Kimata lemasa, when he got to the city, nafka de bisu laape kimekashta. His wife came out to greet him, and she was adorned with a lot of jewelry. Kimata lebeis, when he got to his house, alas de bisu bereisha, his wife went in first. V'hadar ayl ihu v'hadar ayl yirabon, and afterwards he followed, and after him the chachamim went into, followed him into his house. Fine. Yosef, he sat down in the karach rifta, and he ate a suda, he ate bread. And he didn't even invite these two talmidei chachamim to come in and eat with him. Polag rifta, liyanuki, he divided the bread among his children. Likashisha, to the older child, chada, he gave him one piece of bread. Ulazutra, and to the younger child, trey, he gave him two. Amrul al-Dibisu, he said to his wife, it seemed he said it quietly, Yodana derabana mishum mitra ka'asu. I know why these talmid chacham are here. They're here to ask me to daven for rain. Nesik le'igra. Let's both go up to the roof. V'ni boi rachmi, and we'll daven. Ef shu demirati HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yesi mitra, maybe the Eberster will answer HaTfilas, and he'll bring rain. V'loi nachzik tivus l'nafshin. And this way, we won't have to take credit for anything, because they never asked us about the rain. They never said anything. They didn't even get a chance to speak to him. And we'll go up, we'll daven, and the rain will come, and we won't say, people won't say, oh, it was Abichokia who brought the rain. Oh, so that's what they decided to do. Soko liyagra, they went up to the roof. Kam iu b'chadar zavisa, he was standing on one end of the roof, v'ihi b'chadar zavisa, and she was standing on the other end of the roof, similar to when Yitzhak and Rivka, Rashi says that when Yitzhak and Rivka daven, he was on one side, she was on the other side. So, kadim siluk anani mehach zavisa de debisu. And when the clouds finally came, so the clouds came first to the side that his wife was standing on, meaning Rashi says that her tefillah was answered first. Kinachis, when they came down, Amar Lahu, so Abichilkiya finally, you know, addressed these Tamil Chacham. He said, Amai Asar Rabbana, Shalom Aleichem. What are you doing here? Why'd you come? Amrulei, they said to him, Shadri Lan Rabbanon, Legabe Demar, Lemi Bay Rachmi Amitra. The Chachamim sent us to you that we should ask you to daven for rain. Amar Lahu, Baruch HaMalkim, Baruch Hashem, Shalai Hitzuch Eschem Le'Abichilkiya. You don't need Abichilkiya, because look, it's raining outside. The clouds came and it's raining. So they didn't fall for this trick. They knew exactly what happened. Amrule, they said to him, Yadina Demitra Machmas Marhuda. So we know exactly why the rain came. We know that it came because of you. Elalemalon Mar Hani Mila Ditmialon. If you don't mind, can you please explain to us these many puzzling things that are bothering us? My timer, so they're gonna start from the beginning of the story and all these interesting hanhagas that he had, they're gonna ask for an explanation. My timer, ki yahivna lumar shalma, when we first came to you, Abichilkiya and the Sada, and we gave you shalom aleichem, layazbulon marapi, you weren't gairus us. Amar Lahu, he said to them, Schir Yaim Havoy, I was paid to work for that day. Vamina layifkar, and I told myself, why should I interrupt my work? It's not honest. I'm being paid to work. Okay, and I'm not gonna stop. Who my timer? Dara mar tzivya achar kaspe, uglima achar kaspe. They said, why is it that when you went home, so you put your wood and your tools on one shoulder and your cloak on the other shoulder? It would have made more sense to put your cloak on one shoulder and on top of the cloak to put the wood and the tools in order that it shouldn't hurt your shoulder. So what's the chat? You split them up and the glima you put on one shoulder and your tools and the wood you put on the other shoulder. So he said like this, Amar Lahu, talis shu'ula haisa. It was a borrowed talis, it was a borrowed cloak. Lahachi shali, lahachi leshali. I borrowed it to wear it. I didn't borrow it to put on my shoulder, to protect my shoulder from the wood and from my tools. So as you can see, he was a very honest person. I think they bring down from the Gemara and Makis that Abichilkiya was like the semel of an honest businessman. He was mamash, an extremely honest person. You see, he didn't want to interrupt his work. He was getting paid to work, and he didn't want to use a cloak that he would borrow it to wear and not to protect his shoulder. He was a very honest person. So the next question they asked him, my time, kula urchali sayim mar mesane. What's the problem? When you were walking, you didn't put on shoes. V'chimati lamaya sayim mesane. When you got to the water, you finally put on your shoes. Amar Lahu, he said to them, kula urcha chazina. When I was walking on the road, so I'm able to see what's on the ground, so I decided not to put on my shoes. B'maya, like chazina, when I step into the water, I don't know what's under the water. It could be rashes, it could be a fish or snakes. I don't want to get bitten. So mamela, I put on my shoes. And the Mefarshim say that Abichilkiya was poor. So he was very nervous that he would wear out his shoes. So whenever he had an opportunity not to wear his shoes, he just wouldn't wear them. But he came into the water, he had no choice. He had to put on his shoes. Okay. Dr. Gemara, my time, kimata mar lehizmi vihigi, when you got to the thorn bushes, dalinu lemani, you picked up your cloak. Amar Lahu, he said to them, ze male arucha. My skin, okay, what's the big deal? If I get scratched, if my leg gets scratched, it could heal. But if my clothing gets torn, that can't heal itself. So I have to be very careful with my clothing. I'd rather my legs get scratched than my beged get torn. My time up. My time kimata mar lamasa, when you came to the city, so nafka debisu demar kim mikashta. Your wife came out all dressed up with jewelry. My wife, you know, was very concerned. She wanted to help me that I shouldn't, you know, have a taiva for any other woman. I'll see my wife. She looks very beautiful with all her jewelry, so I won't have any issue. My taima, Ayla Hibereisha, v'hadar Ayla Mar, Abasra, v'hadar Aylinon Anan. What's pshat when you entered your house? So you let your wife go in first, and then you, and then us chachamim. Amar Lahu, mishum duloy bar kisuli, because I never checked you out. I don't know who you are. So if I'm going to go in first, I'm going to know, leave my wife outside. I was nervous, you know, something might happen. I had no clue who you guys were. So Mamela, I let my wife go in first, so this way she shouldn't be left alone with you. My time kikarach mar rifta, loy omar lan, isu kruchu. What's the when you sat down to have your sudas? He didn't say, no, chachamim, come join me. So he said, mishum dulein afisha rift. It was very obvious that there was not enough bread for all of us. So if I would say, oh, come join me, so I know that you would have said no, because you realized that there wasn't enough bread. I'm not going to make myself look good, like, oh, I'm inviting you, and really, we both know that I'm not really inviting you. You know, Abchilki was a very honest person. He didn't want to be, it was Shaul B'nei Stas, to invite them, and he knew they were going to decline the invitation. My time Yoiv Mar Lianuka Kashisha Chada Rifta Uzutra Tre. What's the chat when you were dividing the bread among your children? So you gave the older one one, and the young one you gave two. Amalahu Haikai Bebesa. The older one, he stays at home all day, so he has plenty to eat. Vahai, but the younger one, Yasu Bebe Kanishta, he sits and learns all day in shul. And Mamela, he comes home, he's starving. There's no food in shul. So Mamela, he needed two breads. What's that?
I want coffee,
right. Okay. Umay taima kadim saluk anani mehach zavisad havas kaima de bisu demar la anani de day. What's pshat that when you and your wife, I guess they were watching this, when you and your wife went up to the roof to daven, so we noticed that the clouds came to her court, to her side, before they came to your side. So he said like this. He said, my wife has special schus. Why? Mishum de itza shchicha bebesa. A woman is always in the house. V'yava riftel anie. When an ani comes knocking on the door, so she gives him ready-made bread. U'mekar v'haniyasa. And they have hana right away. V'ana, but if someone comes to me for tzedakah, yahiv nezuza. V'lem mekar v'haniyasa. I'm not walking around with loaves of bread. So the most I can give them is money. I give them money. That's not enough. They, you know, they can't enjoy it right away. They have to go to the store. They have to buy the bread. So male, the women have a special schus that when they give tzedakah, they're giving something that's mekarva haniyasa. Inami, another schus that she had, because of Hanu Biryani, there were these Amaratim who used to cause trouble, the Habu Bishivusan, that they used to cause trouble in our community. So Ana Bay Rachmi Dilimusu, I decided that it was that to be mispalav, they should just die. I couldn't handle them anymore. Vhi, she had Rahmanas, Vhi Bay Rachmi Dilhadr Bityuvta, the Hadru, and she decided, no, it's not the right thing to daven, they should die. Rather, let's daven, they should be Chayzer B'tshuva, and Kachaba, we mispalav that they should be Chayzer B'tshuva, and they were Chayzer B'tshuva. So that was another schus that she had over me, that the rain came in her schus. Okay. Hanan Hanechva. There was someone by the name of Hanan Hanechva, Hanan the hidden one. Bar Brati de Chani Amag. He was another grandson of Chani Amag. Ki mitzrich amal mitra, when rain was needed, have a mishad rabbanon yenuki de bay rav legabe. So the rabbanon would send the young yeshiva kids to Chanan Hanechba, v'nachti le bishipoy leglima, and they would hold on to the bottom of his bag, and they would say, Abba, Abba, Tati, Tati, havlan mitra, bring us rain. So Amel Fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Chanan Hanachba would say to the Eibushter, Ribbono Shalom, Asei Bishvil Elu She'ein Makirin Bein Abba De Yoiv Mitra La Abba De Lo Yoiv Mitra. Have Rachmanas on these young children that they think I bring the rain. Really, you bring the rain. Meaning they're these young innocent kids. They don't know better. So bring rain. Why should they have to suffer? Zokta Gemara Va'amai Kari Le Chanan Hanachba. Why was he known as Chanan the Hidden One? Mepnei Shehaya Machvi Atzmai Bebeis Hakisa. When he would go into the Beis Hakisa, he was noig with a lot of tznias. He would always cover himself, and that he was known. That was his Spitz Mida Chanan Hanachva. I was just thinking that maybe that's why that was Merumez when the kids came to ask him to daven. So they would hold on to his cloak and they would say daven for us. Meaning they realized that his chos, his chasidus, his midas chasidus was in his clothing. That he would be very much tznias. So they would like be Merumez. This is go with this chos to daven for us. Zokta Gemara. Amar li Reb Zreikel Rav Safra. Reb Zreikel said to Rav Safra, Tochazi, ma ben tkifi da'ar di Yisrael, l'chasidi de Bavel. Let's see, what's the difference between the tzadikim of Eretz Yisrael and the tzadikim of Bavel? There was a difference in their hanhaga. Chasidi de Bavel, who are the chasidi de Bavel? Rav Hunav Rav Chista, ki avu mitztarach amul mitr, when rain was needed, Amri, they said, nichnif hadadi, let's all gather, b'farhesya, v'niboy rachmi. Efshet demiratzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu d'yesi mitra. So the mida of the chasidi de Bavel was that they wouldn't hide their chasidus, and they would say, let's go out, b'farhesya, let's gather together, and let's daven, and let's bring the rain. However, takifi de Aradi Yisrael, the the great tzaddikim of Eretz Yisrael, Kagan Reb Yoina Avua, the Reb Mani, like for example Reb Yoina, the father of Reb Mani, ki have a mitzruch amal mitzruch, when rain was needed, have a ayal base, he would go into his house, the amal, and he would say, Havu li gu'alki, give me a sack, the ezel, the aisi li bezuza yibura, let me go to the shuk, and I'll buy some tvua with his, that's worth a zuz. Ki have a nothik libra, when he would go outside, azel he would go, v'koy beduchta amikta, he would go to a very deep place, a steep place, t'chsev, mima makim, k'rasicha Hashem, when you dive into the Ebesher, you're supposed to be mima makim, from the depths, v'koy beduchta tzni, and he would go into a very hidden place, u'machasi b'sak, and he would put on sackcloth, u'bayirach mivasi mitra, and he would dive in, and he would bring the rain. So in other words, he wanted to hide his actions. That was the midah of the takif in Eretz Yisrael. He have asi lebesim, when he would return to his house, amile, they would say to him, I see my ribur, did you bring back any tfuah? Amar lahu, he said to them, amina, hayo v'asa mitra hashta revach alma. He said, listen, it started raining now, so you know, why should I buy tfuah now? The prices are going to go down because there's going to be an abundance of tfuah. I figured I'll just buy tfuah later. V'su, and we have another story of Reb Mani Bray. So we said that the story before was Reb Yoina, the father of Reb Mani, and now we're going to say a story of Reb Mani, his son. That's also going to show the godless of Reb Yoina. V'su Reb Mani Bre, have a kumitzarele de Benesia. The people of the Benesia used to give him tzaris, he used to bother him. Ishtazachal kever davoi, he went to the cave of his father, Reb Yoina, the great tzaddik Reb Yoina, and he davened. He said, Amarle, Abba, Abba, father, father, hani mitzareli. They're being mitzareli. So Yoimachad, Havu Kachalfi Hasam, these people of the Bein Asiya, they were passing over the makam of the cave of Reb Yoina, Intkoit Kara Dusus Vasayu. And the feet of the Susim became paralyzed, Mamish on that makam, and the horses couldn't move. And they realized what was going on. They realized that that Reb Yoina was intervening on behalf of his son, so it couldn't, the legs couldn't move ad kabilu alayu d'leik mitzarele, until they were mekabel, okay, we realize what's going on, we're not going to be mitzarem anymore. V'su, another story, Reb Mani have a shchiach kamei d'Reb Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. Reb Mani was always by Reb Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. Amarle, and he told him the following, Atiri d'beichami, the wealthy people of my father-in-law's house, k'mitzareli, they're bothering me, they're being mitzarem me. Amar, so Reb Yitzchak ben Eliashiv said, okay, Lianu, let them become poor. Lianu, and Kachava, the tefillah was answered, and they became poor. So Amar, he came back to him and said, Kadachkuli, now they became poor, so now they're right there bothering me because they want money. So he said, Amar Liatru, Viatru, and he said, so let them become wealthy, and the Taka became wealthy. Another story, Amar, he said to Reb Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, Loi Mekabli Olai Inchi Besi. The people of my house, which Rashi says is referring to his wife, my wife doesn't find much chen in my eyes. I don't love my wife as much as I should. Amar, he said, Mashma, what's your wife's name? Chana. My wife's name is Chana. So he said, Yitzchak ben Eliashiv said, Tisyapi Chana. Chana should become beautiful. And Kachav of Nisyapta, and she became beautiful. Amalei, he came back to her, Bitzavon Yashav, Kamagandra Alai. Now that she became beautiful, so she thinks she's so great, and now she's pushing me around. She became a Gantazach, so now it's a Shreklach. Amalei, he said, Yihachi, Tachse Chana Lashacharuse. She should go back to her ugly state. You know, it's not worth it to have a beautiful wife. Let her just go back to the way she was before, and V'chazer Chana Zacharus, and Shitaka came back to her original state. One more Gemara. Hanu Trei Talmidi Dehav Kamed Reb Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. There were two Talmidim that were learning in front of Reb Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. Amar Le Niboy Mar Rachmi Alon Denech Gemtuva. Daven for us that we should become a great Chachamim. Amar Lehu Imi Haisa. I used to have this Koyach V'Shalachtiya, but I sent it away. I lost this Koyach. I'm not Matriach the Ebrister anymore. It used to be. I said they should become beautiful. They become beautiful. They should become wealthy. Become wealthy. I don't have this Koyach anymore.
Yeah. 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 Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
No. Sorry. Wait. Delivered.